Good morning, everyone. Today is August 19th, 2024. I have 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Next week, we will be meeting upstairs. The Taney County Collector will be having the tax sale here in the commission hearing room. So we will be meeting upstairs. Am I correct in saying that? I'm satisfied.
Is that the 4th?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't realize it.
Yeah. So next week, that'll be the 26th. Our meeting will be held upstairs. Our first order of business we have this morning is approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 477314 through 477382, warrants 8456 through 8458, two transfers or journal entries.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for August 13th, 2024, and executive session minutes for August 13th, 2024.
I know there was a question on under commission remarks. Are you guys satisfied with that?
I am fine with the way that it is worded.
Move to approve regular session minutes for August 13th, 2024, and executive session minutes for August 13th, 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the Point Lookout Airport Board appointment. We do have two positions on there that we are needing to make sure that we get filled. One is for Mr. Phil Lloyd. He has reapplied to serve on the board. His term would be a four-year term, concluding in July 31st of 2028. The second one we have is Mr. Steve Young. He had served on the board, and he stepped down. He had resigned. His term did expire on July 31st, 2024. And he did not wish to reapply to serve on the board. So we could start, if the commission is willing, to accept the application and reappoint Mr. Phil Lloyd for a four-year term.
When did you say that ended?
I'm sorry, say again.
When did you say that ended?
July 31st, 2028.
I move to reappoint Phil Lloyd to fulfill the term ending in July 31st, 2028.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Since Mr. Young's term has expired, does the commission feel it is necessary to accept that resignation before filling that, since he did not reapply?
Well, he has expired, though, so I'll
yeah.
There's an opening.
Yep.
So I'm fine with that.
Okay. So I would entertain a nomination or a recommendation for appointment to the board. Sorry, I did not see you step up there, Mike. I apologize. With us, we have Mr. Mike Molnick, Taney County Airport Board Director, Administrator,
Manager.
Move to appoint Alex Williams to the Taney County Airport Board, effective now until July 31st, 2028.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, sir. Next, we have approval of personnel policy manual for our elected officials and department heads, revision R19. With us this morning, we have Ms. Blue. Do you have anything to add? We just have one revision on there. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. And that would be updating to our prosecuting attorney on there, to Mr. Brad Hughes.
I move to approve entered into record the update on the personnel policy manual as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, ma'am. Next, we have our bid recommendation for the Evidence Storage Building, bid number 202407-561. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels, Purchasing and Legal, Ms. Nikki Lawrence. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
First one was from Fall River Holdings, LLC, doing business as Worldwide Steel Buildings. Came in at $49,560. The second one was from Kendall, LLC, of St. Louis. Came in at $73,163.
When it says, just curious, it says best and only option. Were they not compliant? Was one of them not compliant?
That's
okay.
Well, in fact, Kendall LLC, they did not check one of the boxes for one dividing wall, which and it said.
Okay. So they weren't compliant with all requirements. Do you guys have any questions?
I don't, ma'am.
No.
Move to award bid number 202407-561 to Fall River Holdings, LLC, doing business as Worldwide Steel Buildings.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Sheriff, if you want to hold up just a second, we're going to go ahead and, if it's permissible with the commission, we're going to go ahead and move the sheriff's other order of business we have here up on the agenda. That way we can take care of it so he doesn't have to wait through the P&Z meetings.
Which one's that?
It's going to be the next one, the approval for the SFY24 ARPA subaward agreement, file number 24-106S for sheriff. So we're going to go ahead and take that business up and put it up here above the planning and zoning, so we'll do that now. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 13th, 2024. That did approve the grant as to form. Sheriff, have you all had a chance to review all the stipulations in the grant award on this? Okay. And you don't have any issues thinking that we can apply or we can comply with all the requirements in that in the reporting process?
My understanding is like a matching grant. We pay $50,300 and they match it with that.
Yeah. And this would be for continual items that we'll use. Is this for telecommunication or for communication with radios and such? Okay.
Radios.
Any other questions?
No.
Move to approve the SFY 2024 American Rescue Plan Act, State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds, First Responder Capital Improvement, and Interoperable Communications Equipment Grant. By and between Taney County and the Missouri Department of Public Safety.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you all. All right. At this time, we will start on our planning and zoning request. So I will turn it over to Mr. Scott Starrett at this time.
Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to the August 19th, 2024 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning change application, which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence Exhibit A, staff report for each case Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information from the Taney County Planning Commission for each case as Exhibit C, Taney County Planning Commission meeting audio files for all the cases to be heard at this County Commission meeting and public hearing as Exhibit D. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. Your first rezone case is order number 819-2024-01. So on August the 12th, 2024, the Planning Commission approved a motion to recommend the County Commission approve the amendment to part of County Commission Order 1017-2022-01 from no more than 20 residential lots total to no more than 20 condominium units total, and to include parcel number 17-2.0-04-001-006-004.000 in the order's list of parcels to be rezoned to NR1 single family nightly rental district. So turning your attention to your screen, this is at the corner of Lakeshore Drive, I think you'll recognize it, and 76 Highway. Of course, all the yellowed parcel has been approved in order 1017-2022-01, contingent on we got the road vacates done. They're in the process of platting, and they realized they wanted to plat condominium rather than residential lots. And this highlighted in blue-green parcel was purchased after that order, so it needs to come through today for the final piece of the rezone to make that complete. So that parcel was not included in that order. So as you can see, this is their Glasswater Bluffs. This are lots. Basically, the title will change some, and instead of lot, it'll say unit. And then roughly, here's that parcel that lays on that proposed plat. I think the owner's here. I'll let him expand on.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
And the reasoning for that lot, we didn't own it at the time.
Sorry. Your name, sir?
Colin Corey.
Gotcha.
Thank you. We did not own that lot at the beginning of when we started the whole project to rezone. We actually were in the process of purchasing it, and so that's why it wasn't included in the original rezoning. Okay. But Scott, good job.
Seems pretty straightforward. It's just adding it to what we had already been approved.